Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1091, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, of course, we're in the middle of Kedima, but Brachos, the order of Brachos in the Sefer Hilchas Brachos, Bezrus Hashem, trying to comb our way through very, very, very interesting questions which come up, and they come up on a daily basis, because Baruch Hashem Gesunta Heit, we all eat, right? We eat various different types of foods. With the brachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he brings down on page Resh Mem Vav, which we've went through many times, but just to clear it up and interesting with interesting cases and see, sort of like polish off the diamond, if you want to say, polish up the diamond. So he brings down this, Oifanam She'ein Din Kadima. So when do these halachas of Kadima Bebrachas, the order of brachas, do not apply, right? We went through quite a number of them, but just seeing it inside, when we could talk a turn it different ways. But he says like this, if somebody's not really interested, right, the person's not interested, they have two things in front of them, right? They have the food that's on a higher level, let's have a mazonos, and I have a shahakol, but I want to eat the shahakol. I'm not interested in eating the mazonos right now, right? So then he says, there's no, well, what do you mean, but it's mazonos, or maybe the shivas aminim, what do you mean, shivas aminim, you have to eat that, right? But they're not interested. Somebody asked me an interesting question. Somebody, you have this sometimes, let's say by matzah, you have especially coming up Pesach, you might have regular wheat matzah, right? Or you could have regular wheat matzah, which is mamish from the Shivas Aminim. It's wheat, the first one in the Pasuk. Chitim, we spoke about that. And then you have spelt, which is not on as high a level, or oats, right? Which is, it's also part of the Shivas Aminim in the Pasuk, but it's not specifically stated in the Pasuk. So of course, chitim would come first. But I have no interest. I have no interest at all. I only want to eat the oats matzah, or I only want to eat the spelt matzah, which is not as high as the level of the chita matzah, right? Obviously, in kedima bebrachas. So I want to eat the one that's on a lower level. That's what I want. I have no interest in the other one. So he says, ein mitzvah oy inyan, as far as kedima bebrachas. I'm not getting into the for the seder or whatever, but kedima bebrachas, or during the week or whenever. So ein mitzvah oy inyan, there's no mitzvah, and there's no inyan levarech alav heyos for ein chafetz bayi. If you don't want it, there's no mitzvah, not even an inyan. You'll say, well, maybe it's a covet for the bracha, whatever. If you don't want to eat it, you don't want to eat it. Well, what do you don't have to eat the mazonos. I have the cake in front of me. I don't have to eat the cake just because it's in front of me, right? I want to eat a piece of chocolate right now, let's say, for example, right? Or I want to take a drink of something, right? But there's a piece of cake in front of me also, and the drink is in front of me. My coffee is in front of me. So, and I'm no interest in eating the cake right now, and I don't want to eat the cake. So there's no mitzvah, of course, and you don't have to do it, and there's not even an inyan. That's the point over here. You know, a person shouldn't say, well, the cake's there, and mazonos, and there's an Indian, maybe I should. No, you don't have to do it. The same thing by the matzah, right? They have the wheat matzah. Do I have to take the wheat matzah if I want to take the oats? No. And if you don't want to eat it, you don't want to eat it. You don't have to eat something just because you don't want to when it comes to kedima bebrachas. It's only whereby you're eating both of them. Now, so that we saw. And the same thing he brings down, if you have a piece of one item, let's have two fruits, I have a pear and an apple in front of me, the apple's whole, the pear is half, so I want to eat the pear, I don't want to eat the apple. You don't have to eat the apple just because it's whole. I don't want an apple, I want a pear. They're both in front of me, what do you mean? And the apple is whole, so eat that. No, but I don't want it, so I'm allowed to eat the pear. No, okay. So now the interesting thing, which we spoke about once, I just want to sort of clear it up, but if the person, let's say the person sits down to eat two things, let's say the pear and the apple, and the pear is half, right, cut in half, and the apple is whole. And they're both on the same level. There's no question over here, but they're both on the same level, right? But one is shalom. One second, the apple's whole. But okay, so if you don't want to eat the apple, fine. But I want to eat the apple and I want to eat the pear, but I'm only eating one of them. I'm eating one fruit. I eat one fruit. I sit down to eat my fruit in the afternoon. I eat one. I have a full apple and a half a pear. I only eat one. Okay, so you take the one that you want to eat. That's what you have to do. I don't care which one. I don't care if I have an apple. I don't care if I have a pear. Oh, so then the Mishnah Berurah says in Kuf Samaches, which he brings down in the Sefer Hilchos Brachos on page Resh Mem Vav, that then, okay, then there's Taka Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. It's a good thing to do. You don't have to, but it's Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. Levarech Al HaMin HaChashiv. Then it's a Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. To make the bracha on the min chashav, on the complete item. So that's what he brings down. Kagon, he brings down, if you have, he's talking about two types of breads, making it easy, the two fruits, let's say, like we said, the full apple and the half a pear, and you want to eat the, you only want to eat one. I'm eating one fruit, finish. Which one? I eat one fruit. Okay, so you eat the one you like. I don't care which one. I like the apple the same as much as the pear. I'll take any one. It doesn't matter to me. So then he brings, so that's what he says. Ve'ein le'rotzen mesuyam be'echad meha. You only want one, so mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Then would taka be a mitzvah to make the bracha on the one that's complete, because the complete one would come first. Again, if you don't want the complete one, you want the other ones, there is no mitzvah or even an inyan to eat the other one, to eat the complete one. But if you couldn't care less, you're going to eat one of them. That's it. You have a choice. I'm eating one of them, finish. So then there's already mitzvah min amuvchar to eat the one that's on a higher level. Let's say in our case, for example, the complete apple. Okay, just to finish off the Lashon Mishabura, which we read last time, also Aval Imber, it's in Kuf Samaches Sifhei, Kuf Samaches, actually, not our Simon Reishi Yud Aleph, but Kuf Samaches Sifhei, Aval Imber Tzoynoi, Shava, you like them both the same. Hulechol zeh mizeh, oy mizeh, oy mizeh. You're not eating both, either this or that. And I couldn't care less. They're both would not make a difference to me. Shnei munachim lefonav. They're both sitting in front of you. Af she'ein eretz lechol mishneim yachad. Even though you don't want to eat both of them, you'll take either one. Either one is perfectly fine, no problem at all. Then again, the Mishbura says mitzvah min amuvcha. Again, you don't have to, but mitzvah min amuvcha levsoya ala mukdam bapasik. Whichever one will come first. Let's say in the Pasuk or whatever, or with the Milas, the Shah Milas or whatever, let's say you have Mazonos, right? I'm sitting down, either I'll eat a piece of cake, and nothing to do with health-wise. I'll eat a cookie or a piece of cake right now, or the fruit, right? And I couldn't care less, both of them, the cake is fine and the fruit is fine, but I'm only eating one. So then, and either one will do fine. So as far as Kedima Bebrachas, so you want to make the Mazonos. Alts the mitzvah min amuvchar. Thank you for listening. Aslacha bracha kol tov.